something that in Jesus I want to say soon, because it is fresh and this is something that I confirmed and was confirmed after time and time, is this very, very soon. Is a personal note almost, we can say, but obviously it's for whosoever is listening. So even if I said in Jesus, is in God in general, for the values that I have deep inside of me. And when you are victim of witchcraft, like my grandma, taking control of all the situation, living in darkness, living in the lies, having refuge in the lies, using all these people that I'm seeing here right now against you in general, because it's a system in society. So she's not alone. Witchcraft is in all this town, and it's written even, you will not live the witch lives. Sorry even for my English. I just want to say, I believe that if you don't kill them, I'm having so many sufferings right now. I'm so cold outside where I have to stay always. And many other deep, great, horrible sufferings every single day. You know, human rights for them. So I would love to say it easy, if you have not to kill them, because we are Christians, at least it's how we have to treat sin, that sin. But I like even to say it is, I'm changed little lately, because all you believe in what is written in the Bible, in the words of Jesus Christ, that say he didn't came to abolish what is written in the law. So I'm a Christian. Okay, I was nothing, I'm among his people, and his people has rules, or you don't believe in them. So I believe you have to do that. The problem is, it's so for everyone. The good news is the forgiveness. So if they condemned you to death, and you repent, even just for that, because you fear to be killed, like that woman that Jesus forgave, Jesus, in that case, is your way out. And I believe in him, and he came to save the world, not to condemn the world. But step back again, if you don't punish that, if you don't know his word in general, or man, so you do whatever you want, hurting, calpestando, I don't know how to say in English, the others, you know, hurting so much the others and the others' rights, you keep doing that. Or if you know that, you don't repent in that, and nobody apply the law, so you are free to do evil. This is the situation of Italy here. I'm saying this only just by myself, because I firmly believe that, because I see that. It's like you neither need Jesus, you know what I mean? Because you do whatever you want. So I believe again to all the testament, you need the basis. And Jesus said well to the Pharisees, sarà tolto anche ciò che credete di avere. What you believe to have will be taken away from you, because they were full of hypocrisy, full of rules. They didn't listen either one, just deceiving people, not listening to them. People didn't know that because they don't know the scriptures and so on. I'm sorry even for my English, I cannot say so many things that I have no time, by the way, to say, but I would love to say even a small part of them. And it's really, really hard for the circumstances, for being cold, for my teeth going away, yes, even that, and for my English, so four things and many others. But I want to remind this first of all, so I can close the message. Yeah, it's better I learn to close things and go on, because situation is really hard. And the message is this, I stay for the Old Testament. Without it cannot be Jesus. Even the Old Testament just talk about Jesus. If there is no the word of God, there is no sense of sin. There is no use. You mass chaos producing, first of all, injustice. Because you produce, when you don't have rules, you hurt each other. But people are not stupid, neither Satan. So they join in groups, even in entire societies, and hurting other people, producing injustice in the world. Can be the African people dying for hunger, can be the Nazi Germany against the Hebrews, always the strongest against the weakest can be myself here, isolated and left in poverty to be ruined by society, becoming always richer. I know all this, I never speak about that even because I'm totally alone, but I'm seeing the truth just with prayer, God, His word and time passing, and evaluate everything. I just don't need, like you, too, because we are all the same. We don't need intermediator, the only one between me and God, between you and God, between us and God is only Jesus. And we need him because we sin. And I did even yesterday, the other day, even today. Then stop. Once you have God, you are foolish if you go to a man if you have God. The problem today is you have no God in general. So you go to man, you go to psychologist, you go to family, you go wherever you want. But people are even used by Satan, so this is not so good for you. And with evil, or you got farther from God, or you finally get nearer to God because you need him. It means it depends from what you experience from God, for the level of faithfulness that you have inside of you and are using for that. So it's very hard to keep talking right now, even for people that are here. So for witchcraft too, applying the law, and I cannot because it's clear that I am not among the people of God. So, by the way, they will be even all against you. You are crazy, etc., etc. This is due to these priests and Catholic Church that deceive the people. At the basis, it's from them. Because if they really loved Jesus, really believed in Jesus, first of all, Italian people apply the Old Testament together, soon together with Jesus. It means at least to make rules be respected. If that person killed my dad, for example, it's just an example, and this is a Christian society. Okay, first of all, they apply the Old Testament. They would kill. If that person is repented, okay, you don't kill the person. And Jesus saved. This never happens. So what you do? You should kill the person. God did say to kill the person if a human was with another man. Like Islam does. That's wrong. That's why people are scared even of religion or these rules so hard. It was not so. It was to kill a person if that person killed another person with no reason. So I am for the law of God. I want to study and remember better the word of the law of God, and that was to be applied here. I'm sorry, but it's so. Neither they apply the gray. That is not good. Indeed, we're going down for this reason, I think, because it's a gray. It's not grounded on the word of God so much, I think. Because it's written just to be punished, but not expressing and saying how, but we have even that in the Bible. By the way, they neither leave the guilt people in jail. And by the way, you are never satisfied, you are never vindicated as human. That person never repented, doesn't deserve to live, they just should die. That's just what is written. I believe that the same is for witchcraft here. Without them, I would be free here, and I cannot do that, because if I do that, I go in jail, because it's not a Christian society, it's not a Christian nation. That's the reality. So I have to leave. I don't know how. Just I can say stay as much as I can attached again to God, to the word of God, to my brothers and sisters, and to prayer.